Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Taysom Hill, the motion man. Rattler under pressure. Ball is out. He fumbled, and it's recovered by Chicago. Montez Sweat able to jar that loose, and the Bears have it at the 24-yard line of New Orleans.
Are you officially declaring the Tez effect back in Chicago?
I need to see more effect from Tez before I acknowledge that it is back.
It's certainly getting more effective. That's for sure. Highlights courtesy of Fox. Montez Sweat making things happen. A forced fumble, which was eventually recovered by Jervon Dexter. He had the big fourth and one stop. I think that was in the second quarter. As we welcome you back to the Raheemi Harris and Grody Show, we are cooking on a victory Monday. Bears 26, Saints 14. The text line is hot, Marshall. The phone lines are going to get cooking. We will take your calls. By the way, write this number down, 312-644-6767. I know people are anxious to get in, so in our next segment, about 20 minutes from now, we will take your phone calls. I will read your text messages as well. And Mr. Marshall, when we were backstage, one of the guys that you brought up again for the second week in a row was the effect himself, Sweaty.
Montez Sweat.
Turn your mic on!
Yeah, I know. Montez Sweat. So, 2 weeks ago, when they beat the Commanders, I was honored, actually, to be a guest on the Take the North podcast immediately following the game.
The honor was mine.
And we gave out the game balls. And you told us, hey, get somebody for your game balls. And, you know, I wasn't, like, forced to take anyone because I was the second person to take someone. And I think both you and Layla were shocked when I took Montez Sweat. And
because DeAndre Swift was still on the board.
DeAndre Swift was on the board. And I was like, that's cool. That's good. But to me, Montez Sweat was more important because of what he did at the end of that game with the pass deflection and the fact that he was out here pressuring the quarterback at the end of the game in a crucial situation. And I was like, they don't get this win if he doesn't do that, because they really couldn't stop the Commanders without a turnover at that point. They forced a punt. That's something that was not happening in that game. And then you look at what happened yesterday as far as tone setters. He started it when he got the sack, the forced fumble, and the recovery, the trifecta, as they call it. And he also had two tackles for a loss, you know, when they're trying to run at him on fourth down for some reason. And then two quarterback hits as well. He was back there looking like an impact player, looking like a guy who could change the fortune of an offense, you know, one snap at a time. So to see what he was able to do on 71.4% of the snaps, it kind of made me think, okay, I think Sweat has heard all the talk that people have been talking about him, and he's like, let me show you what I can do. And I think Dennis Allen has everyone, chess piece-wise, doing the things they need to do to really just cause havoc on opposing offenses.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get into the locker room, because I was one of those speaking to Montez Sweat after the game yesterday. But first, I tell you this. This Sunday, join The Score and Circa Sports Illinois at Timothy O'Toole's Pub in Gurnee, Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Molly will host our pregame show from 9 to noon, then have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Baltimore. That's Sunday at Timothy O'Toole's in Gurnee, sponsored by Circa Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. Here's Montez Sweat.
You knock the ball loose, Dexter recovers it. How big was that for you early in the game?
It was huge. The turnovers are contagious. Once we get one, we like to piggyback with another one.
Fourth and one stop, too. How much pride do you take in something like that?
We take a lot of pride. If teams want to take that risk and go on fourth down, then we're all for it and getting off the field.
They get you angry when they come at you like that? You take that personally?
Yeah, I do take it pretty personal. They want to run to my side and try me. So you got to have your big draws on.
Something to say to them after a play like that?
I don't know. It's kind of being heat in the moment. Just go with the flow of the game.
You trying to hold your laughter when he said big draws. That was the best part of that audio. I was,
because there was a little bit of snickering with other reporters around. So, yes, I had another question in my head, but I was like laughing simultaneously.
It's like he could have said big boy pants. No, he said big draws.
No tidy whities over there, man.
So I'm glad that Montez Sweat is looking like the guy that, honestly, the Bears need him to be if they're going to do anything this season.
Absolutely. 100%. You know, I mean, like, yeah, you still want him to get to the quarterback, but I'll take that from Montez Sweat. I mean, that fourth down stop was just badassery. As Mully was saying, I can't remember if it was on the air or off the air. Like you don't run that play at that guy's belly in that moment, because no matter what you want to say, I get it. You run at those guys, right? You run. That's the way to go. But not that way. Not that play. So the sweat effect. While we want it all fast, it's starting to make itself. He's reacquainting himself with us.
That's the whole team,
yes,
including the quarterback. That's my point. Ben Johnson, I got the faith. Do people not have faith in Ben Johnson and understand that even if you believe in him and understand that this team is turning things around, it's not going to be overnight. It's not going to be over the course of six games.
Yeah.
It's going to take the whole year.
Yeah.
You're just picking up dubs by happenstance almost on the way.
Yeah, and let's talk about Caleb Williams here, because it's obviously a dynamic topic that usually has two very distinct sides to it. Caleb Williams did not have a good game yesterday. Let me be perfectly clear. I've enjoyed his season so far this year, like the ups and the downs. I still think Caleb Williams is going to be good. But again, you got to be kidding yourself or fooling yourself if you're not looking at that game and saying, my God, this could be, as always, as we always do, it could be so good just if for once. And I'm not, like, the defense, again, is not a finished product. Far from it. Too many like you want to get the bread and butter things better still as far as the Bears defense is concerned. But there have been so many years, like Bears fans know, you know this, you understand this, that great defenses don't necessarily translate to wins. But if you have a representative offense or a good offense or a great offense, that's where sustained success comes in. I want to read a couple of things before we hear from Caleb Williams, a couple of things that Caleb Williams says to back up what I am saying here. And folks, if you didn't hear from Caleb yesterday, he knows he had a bad game. He admitted it. He says this: if we get this figured out, this is Caleb, on my side, we will be putting up a lot of points and we will be dangerous. He also says, this is two separate cuts. Once we figure it out, it's going to be real devastating for the other side. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Caleb's looking at that and going, oh God, we might have a defense. Oh my goodness, like the offensive line suddenly looks really good. We might have a running game. Imagine if the guy passing the football was great. That's what he was saying right there. And that's all I was saying.
I think people want this game to look like that game against the Dallas Cowboys, honestly. And it didn't. And that's part of the problem here. But I think this is the first time I've said the Bears won in spite of Caleb Williams' lackluster play. The other three wins, I wasn't saying that.
No, and neither was I.
And I think it's important to understand that it's not going to be linear, the progress for Caleb Williams under Ben Johnson. He knows he had a bad game. Ben Johnson certainly knows he had a bad game. And I think we just need to take a moment and say, okay, if he knows he had a bad game, as long as he can progress forward, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. Everything's going
to
be all right.
I agree in that. Yeah, look, hey, it doesn't have to be the Dallas game every time either. 298 yards, four touchdowns. Bears also had four takeaways that day. So we saw them. We saw them. The it all coming together in that Dallas game. And boy, did we celebrate! Like stamp that game, because that's the arc. That's what you want. That's the rough draft. That is the way you want it to look throughout the season. That's how it could look, because this quarterback has the ability to do it. He simply didn't do it yesterday. That's what was in front of us. And this right here is Caleb Williams taking responsibility and talking about the 4-2 record.
The team in the locker room seems to be a great place to be at 4-2.
Yes.
Also a lot of room for improvement. How do you,
absolutely.
How do you kind of put those two things together and build a mindset off?
Yeah, think about it. We threw an interception today, and defense had four turnovers, four sacks. I threw an interception. I didn't play well today. And then the offensive line, pushes us through. DeAndre Swift and the backs push us through for 200-plus yards on ground. And so it's being able to find ways to win is what we've been able to do, and we're going to keep doing that. But it's also being able to find ways to come together as one, that when defense has a turnover, we go down and put seven on the board, not a field goal. And that accounts for me, that accounts for all of us on offense, that accounts for just everything overall. And so it's just being able to execute the plays that are called. It's being able to, when you have those moments for explosive plays, we connect on them. I deliver a good ball, or offensive line does a good job of blocking up, and the back's hitting the hole and having explosive plays. So I think overall there's a lot of growth that can be had, it's insane to think that, and we're 4-2, about how much growth we have left, myself included. And we want to hit the ground running at the right time, where we're all hitting on all cylinders. Defense is playing, great. And I want to, have them have their back, and just like they have ours. And we want to keep that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'll summarize that really quickly. Just listening to Caleb Williams again right there. I was there live for the press conference, but sometimes you hear things a little bit differently. And there has been a lot of progress with Caleb Williams this year, I believe. Or maybe not a lot. There has been progress with Caleb Williams this year. As he said, there's still a lot of progress to come, and that's the part that I am pushing for.
We are talking about Caleb Williams' performance, lackluster as it was here on Raheem Harris and Grody. And here's the honest truth, Grody, and I think Caleb would admit this. Caleb Williams is in a slump. Caleb Williams talked a couple of weeks ago about not being as on target as he has been throughout his entire playing career when he's on the run. He reiterated last night that he was also struggling with being on target on the run. I believe he is in a full-on slump, a 61.7 passer rating, which is the lowest of the season for him. He threw more interceptions than touchdowns for just the third time in his career out of 23 games. Think about that. He's thrown more, or at least even, touchdowns and interceptions, but he had no touchdowns. He had an interception. They got to the red zone. They couldn't get on the same page with him and his center, Drew Dahlman, on a couple of occasions with the double clutch. And I'm not putting that on Caleb himself. It could be on Drew Dahlman, who said he didn't even understand what happened when he talked about it after the game in the locker room. But Caleb Williams is in a slump, and understanding the other two games in which he did not throw more touchdowns than interceptions, that would be week two last year against Houston. They lost 19-13, and week 17 last year. And I think we all remember week 17 against Seattle and what that game looked like. So for Caleb Williams to talk about the accountability in the way that he did after this game and understand it's not necessarily back to the drawing board, but there's got to be a lot of things fixed between now and Baltimore, I think that's a good thing, a positive thing. And I fully expect Ben Johnson, this is the most important part, to use what else is going right for the offense as an incubator to work on Caleb Williams' things that he needs to work on, while also, I don't know, rushing the ball for 200 plus yards.
I think a light came on yesterday for Caleb Williams, like in that moment during that post game presser, or maybe even during the game. It was like, oh God, like this defense might be legit. The running game may be really good. And he's thinking, you know what Caleb's thinking to himself? I know I'm still great. I know that this doesn't look good, and I know there's things that not. And he's talked about it 2 weeks in a row. His issues of throwing on the run, like that has been a problem for him, and you saw it, some of it yesterday. But he's going through his head, maybe even in slow motion, like, holy cow, if I could figure these things out and get completely and get to level good to great, this team can end up being great. Let's listen to what Ben Johnson, the Bears head coach, had to say about the offense and Caleb Williams.
How do you view the overall trajectory offensively through six games now?
Yeah, up and down. So that's what we've looked like. We haven't hit our stride yet offensively. We're capable of a lot more. We have very talented individuals. I feel strongly in our coaching staff, but we're not complementing our defense on a regular basis. With the number of turnovers we've had over the last four games, we should be able to turn those into more points.
What has to click? What are you seeing that if this clicks, it'll level out, it'll be a lot smoother?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of things, and so that's something we'll look at on the tape and see what we got to clean up. You know, we still have the false starts. You know, the good thing was the running game was working. The passing game wasn't nearly efficient enough for us here today.
It's funny that
how you sense that Caleb played just from experience out there.
Yeah, hard to say off the cuff. You know, you just go off the numbers you know, we weren't efficient enough in the passing game. So we'll see why that was.
I think it's amazing that Ben Johnson gets it more than some Bears fans get it, that it's all there for you if you put it together and you look at it realistically. You look at it from a how is this sustainable point of view.
Well, I don't know that the number of turnovers are sustainable. I think turnovers being a factor is sustainable because the way I saw them play the last couple of weeks, especially against a bad offense. Spencer Rattler is 1-11 as a starting quarterback in the NFL. I think there's some hard truths that we need to process while understanding the context of what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Spencer Rattler is not good. And
the Saints are not good.
The Saints are not good. And so I understand the faction of a fan base that wants to believe that, hey, we've got to figure this out because we need to score more points against bad teams so that when we play good teams, we're not having these same problems.
Check out the phone lines are starting to pop. You know what they did? You know what happened, Marshall? They sniffed out the break. They know that this is the time that we take a break. And then when we come back, we open the phone lines for Bears fans. Guess what? Whatever you want to talk about as it pertains to this Bears game.
Is it therapy, but like therapy after you've had a good moment in your life as opposed to therapy after a bad moment in your life?
The beauty of this is I have no idea. When we open the phone lines, on a Bears Monday, whether it's a win or a loss, you'd never know what's going to happen, and I love it. 312-644-6767. You want to talk about Caleb. You want to talk about the Bears defense. You want to talk about the buzzkill that I'm providing for some people, apparently. The text line is great today, by the way, because I'd say it's like 50-50 people saying, you know, like, hey, lay off Caleb, and then there's the people saying, right on, man. You got to get this guy to the level of great. 312-644-6767. Come on in. It's Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. Layla has the day off. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.